Sorry I'm late. So this is a quick introduction to IPFS and IPLD and a couple of my thoughts about how they apply in the field of libraries and archives. So IPFS is a distributed protocol that's a replacement for HTTP. Rather than being location addressed like HTTP, where you're identifying content by its location, instead it's content addressed, meaning that you use the cryptographic hash, the checksum for the content to identify it, which means that any peer on the network that has content matching that checksum can provide it to any other peer. So that allows you to use patterns like BitTorrent for distributing content, which means that when you have spikes in traffic, spikes in demand, the availability also spikes in response without you having to scale up a server. It also has a lot of benefits in terms of content replication, in terms of distributing content geographically so that you can have it backed up in multiple locations. It also changes the question about who maintains the control over content. It does not undermine content creators' ability to control who has access to their content, but it does allow content creators who are currently uploading their content onto centralized servers to instead retain control over their content and ownership of their content. And so there are a couple of ways that I think this especially applies in libraries, and a lot of it revolves around allowing this phrase, please pin this for me. So, if you think about libraries before there was digital content, and libraries in their physical, when they're dealing with physical collections even now, the main role of a library is that patrons can give them something to put on a shelf so that it becomes available for all of the patrons of the library. And that is a process that has always been unwieldy with digital content for libraries. And when you use a distributed protocol like IPFS, then instead that becomes a process of a patron or a donor simply writing content into IPFS on their machine and then handing you, the library, a hash. And then you use that hash to evaluate the content, make sure you want to accession it, and if you do want to accession it, then you pin it on your IPFS node. And at that point, you have a seed of that content that anyone on the network would be able to pull down. So we have this flawless flow, smooth flow between content donors and content holders like libraries or archives, where this doesn't only become possible for individual content, but you can also do things like tracking versions of content. So every time I, a content creator, change my content, I can give you a hash for the new version, and you can pull down the new hash and store all the archival versions of that content smoothly with clarity about what you're storing and about where those redundant copies are. I also think it especially applies to backups. So patterns like locks, where mainly what locks does is generate hashes for content and then make sure that that content is still in the places where you've put it and matches the hashes that you've generated. That pattern is built inherently into IPFS. So that functionality is built into into the IPFS protocol and any client that's implemented to use IPFS. So the pattern that locks currently supports is already there with something that's as easy to install as Git. You simply download it and you run it on your command line. Connected with IPFS is IPLD, so we're all familiar with linked data for libraries here at Hydra. And so IPLD is linked data expressed as Merkle DAGs. So a Merkle DAG is a directed acyclic graph where you are basically building trees of content where the links between the leaves, where in linked data, the links are expressed using HTTP URIs, and to jump across that link, you use HTTP to find the new content. Instead, we use cryptographic hashes. So basically, you build a hash for the next step that represents the next step in your graph, and then you use that hash to point at the rest of the graph. So you're reusing this pattern of hashing content and then being able to resolve content based on its hash, but you build that into your linked data, the way you serialize your linked data. So That has some big benefits. The main ones are that it gives you cryptographic integrity checking. So if I held a whole corpus of your semantic web information, I could hold a copy with complete clarity that it's your content, that I have not modified it. And if I did modify it, we would know what changes I had made. Thank you.